smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Daffy Duck. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Jumbo Junior Airlines. You'll be dancing about everything when you see our elephants fly.
To all who come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I am Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
It's the first podcast of March.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it.
I love the first podcast of March because it means a brand new patch.
Sounds like good news. What did you do? Tell me all about it.
About the new patch?
Yeah, I want to hear what you did.
I did literally nothing for the new patch.
Oh, it sounds like another normal month around here.
Right? I just am shown what they look like and go, oh, I remember that.
Or you pretend like you know what I'm talking about and go, uh-huh.
No, I know what they all mean, normally. I don't think we've done any that I don't know, necessarily.
No, I don't think I've confused you with any of them.
Not really.
Yeah, I think I've been pretty good.
Like LaBeouf's, I forgot his, I didn't know what that specifically meant, right? Because LaBeouf, what is that? Remind me one more time.
That, Miss Charlotte LaBeouf.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's her last name.
It is their last name. Fancy. But that's not this month.
No.
This month is a new patch.
And this month it's going to be Dumbo. It's going to be inspired by Dumbo.
What'd you call me?
And it's, but we decided the word Dumbo was mean. And so we went back to his original name, right?
That's the thing is in the movie, she names him Jumbo Jr., which, you know, it's not a great name, but it's definitely better than Dumbo.
Right. Cause her name is Jumbo.
Her name is Mrs. Jumbo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always felt it was really kind of mean of everybody to keep calling him Dumbo, even after it's found out that his name isn't really Dumbo.
Yeah. It's a mockery name.
Right. And so we said, no, we're not doing that.
You're not going to continue.
I'm not a bully. I'm not bullying no infant elephant.
That is true.
So we went back to his name, Jumbo Jr., and at the end of Dumbo, the movie, they hint that they have built bomber planes in the shape of Dumbo.
Oh, they do, yes.
Which, in all honesty, I think is a terrible way to pay tribute to Dumbo. You're like, look, instruments of war. Let's build them after this baby flying elephant.
Oh, that's so true.
But I liked the design of the planes. I think they're fun looking.
Yeah.
So I took inspiration from all of that, and we came up with Jumbo Junior Airlines.
Yeah.
With a fun pink and gray kind of patch, and it's really fun.
With some rivets and whatnot?
Yeah, those rivets. They were a pain to draw, let me tell you. And I think I probably scared the people that were stitching them together, because when you do it in a stitch, you're not, you know, it's got to be done with thread.
And oh,
it's
yes.
Much more difficult, I think, than just drawing a circle on there.
Those poor ladies stitching by hand.
I know. Those poor nuns.
Hundreds
up in the
and hundreds of times. Oh, it's awful. But I love the ride. I love the patch because it's the first ride I ever remember. It's the only ride I remember going on as a kid at Disneyland.
I think you're probably along the lines with a lot of people who have very distinct memories of only very few things. And almost everybody gets on Dumbo when you're a kid. I'm sure I did. I don't remember a lot of it. So what do you actually remember about riding the ride, though?
So I thought for sure that there were two buttons, and my sister got to push the up button, and I, of course, pushed the down button, would be my guess, because I don't like going up. So I probably would have been like, I want to keep going down.
Right.
And I'm sure it turned into a fight.
Oh.
Because I would not have ever pushed us to go up. I'd be like, nope, down the ground is just fine with me. But apparently it's a joystick now, or is, or always has
you
been.
You have ridden it more recently than I have.
Yeah.
So,
which is true.
So, was it a is it a lever now?
Apparently it is a lever that goes up and down. Okay. And from what I remember writing, I mean, obviously parents out there are going to know a lot more than we do.
Sure.
But I believe that that is accurate, that there's a lever that you push up and down.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the case, but I thought it was buttons. But, you know.
Well, in all honesty,
37 years of memory will do that to somebody.
Are you saying that you don't have vivid memories of 37 years ago?
I feel like
oddly
I do,
enough,
though.
Neither do I.
And I remember the awful outfit that I had to wear, the awful brown outfit. Ugh, horrible. And I do remember the really pretty flowers that Disney had.
Wow.
So I remember that. Enough, I guess.
Okay.
Or I remember it from the pictures. One of the two.
I don't remember writing Dumbo. I'm sure I did. It seems like the kind of thing that my mom would think was fun. But I haven't been on it in a long time for a couple reasons, mostly because I don't do the spinning rides very much. And obviously Dumbo is not going to make me sick. It pretty lazily moves in a circle.
Yeah, so enough.
I don't really do the spinning rides, but then also there's just something a little bit, weird about being an adult trying to get on that ride.
Truly. That's the problem that I have with it.
Is that the problem? Mm-hmm. Because you got on it with another adult friend, and I have to say, I do not feel like those elephants are made for two adults to sit in.
No, it's usually a mother and a child.
Right.
And so to have two of us in there, yeah, it was a bit scary.
Y'all were crammed.
I thought for sure I was going to bend the mechanisms. Is it like... And so again, I'm afraid of the heights for a whole nother reason. Like, oh.
You think you're heavier than an elephant?
You know, apparently that was the problem with the ride, though, is originally they were like, when they first had them made, they came in at 700 pounds, which apparently was a lot. And so it was too much. It was
it's
a lot
heavy.
Of, yeah, so it delayed the opening. Oh. A lot of people think that it was an opening day attraction, but apparently that is not true.
Oh.
It came 3 months later because it took them that much time to figure out the systems and the things. And yeah. Probably, apparently the weight was cited for, you know, being an issue. Of course.
Well, they also had a different design initially. The ears on the elephants would flap. They had like spring mechanisms in them.
Oh, interesting.
So if you like
Slinky Dog's tail?
Yeah, like when, so if you went up and down, the ears would kind of flap.
Oh, that's fun.
But it never really worked well.
Mm.
And there was always the danger of like kids holding onto the sides and maybe getting their fingers pinched or something.
Yeah.
So they decided that that was a safety concern and kind of a maintenance problem.
Right.
But I mean, originally it wasn't even going to be Dumbo. Do you remember that?
Sure.
You obviously. So initially, they thought it would be fun to paint all of the elephants pink.
Yeah.
And have it be like a pink elephants on parade moment from the movie.
Which I don't know if I do love that idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Now that you've seen the movie, you know very well that when Dumbo sees pink elephants, it's because he's intoxicated.
Right. That is exactly what I was thinking, actually.
So when Walt heard that they wanted to do the pink elephants on parade type thing, he was like, I don't know. That's what people want.
Because it was drunk elephants flying in a circle?
That, and I think they were realizing at that point that people, you know, that people wanted the actual characters. They didn't want an allusion to the character. They wanted to be in Dumbo.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be in a pink hallucination.
That makes sense. Of course that makes sense.
Personally,
the idea that they were pink just seems silly.
Right. Personally, I don't think that I would have noticed and or cared at a young age.
Mm.
But it's one of those things that I think they look at what the parents might infer.
Right. Completely true.
Because I mean, I watched Dumbo as a kid, and I never put two and two together. I was like, oh, he's drunk and seeing elephants.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's a lot of that in Pinocchio as well, right? There's a lot of drinking references all over Pinocchio.
Smoking. Yeah.
Those heathens.
They're just the worst. Disney, what were you thinking?
It was all the rage then. But this was also during the time that Lucille Ball was also sponsored by cigarette companies.
Right.
So...
Well, and they'd have commercials and be like, ooh, smooth cigarettes goes down smooth. You know, you're like, oh, gosh.
Right.
You watch some of those old commercials. You're like, what a terrible commercial.
Keep telling yourself that, ladies.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend smoking in your first trimester. And you're like, what? No.
It's the perfect weight loss drug.
Oh, terrible. So.
That's what my sisters always said anyway.
What's that?
That they wanted to keep smoking so they wouldn't gain weight.
Oh, really? Is that really a thing?
Apparently for some people.
As a skinny person, I don't understand. I'm constantly trying to gain weight, so...
How funny is that?
But, so, was Dumbo in the same place, though, when they initially opened it?
So you're telling... Apparently, no. Yeah. I totally thought it was in the same place, but, you know, who's to remember that detail? But no, they totally moved it.
Back like, in 55, I was not there. It's true. How many months after or years after did it open?
Just 3 months later.
Oh, just 3 months.
It only took 3 months for them to figure it out and get it open. And then it was an opening day attraction at all other parks that it's in now.
Yeah.
They've all been open, or they've all been there for opening day since.
Well, it's a very simple design. So I think it's something that... they can easily reproduce.
Obviously. I made a joke that apparently the Dumbo ride is buy 10, get one free, and Disney's already met the quota twice.
Right.
Because it seems like it's in like every park, every land, and every different little version of it. Like there's Aladdin's carpet ride,
right,
which is very similar. Mm-hmm. And they also have the Dumbo ride at the same park, but and then they have two of them there.
They got now. Double Dumbos.
They have double Dumbos, which is super awesome. We'll have to come back to that. And then there's like in Dinosaur, right? In Dinosaur area, there is a very similar one as well.
Okay.
That we saw. Do you remember this?
I don't remember the dinosaur one.
There was one, and I swear it's literally like a pink or green dinosaur flying in a circle.
Okay.
We'll have to look next time, but it's literally like Dumbo.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Of course not.
They also have them in Tomorrowland. They have rockets that go around in circles.
Yeah,
it's like I said, it's a very simple design, and they can make it, it's a very big spectacle piece, you know,
has a lot of movement to
the area. Lots of movement, usually pretty quick wait times, so there's always people on and off. They can do music and things,
right?
So I mean, it's a pretty standard ride, and I feel like it's definitely one that parents and kids can ride together, which, of course, was the point of the Disney parks. So the fact that it doesn't appeal to me doesn't mean much.
And it probably would appeal to me more if I didn't feel like I was being judged so badly while I'm on it, which I'm not, but I probably am.
You're sitting there going around, and you can see people giving you the evil eyes. They're trying to take pictures of their kids.
Right.
You're coming around.
And they're like... No, sweetie, it's absolutely fine. That big guy will be out of there soon. Like, listen here,
we only have to wait a few extra minutes because he was in line.
And that's the worst part, too, is because then you don't want your whole group of friends taking up their own Dumbo ride. Like, that's mean, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Dumbo ride, I feel like, is definitely more compact. But, like, if you look at some of the other ones, I think they're a little bit bigger. Like, the Aladdin right. carpet one is a little bit bigger.
Oh, it's right. way bigger, if I remember right.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my gosh, that thing is spacious. You can spread out. One. There's a place for you, Jasmine, and the genie.
Oh, my gosh.
Plenty of room.
And my lamp. Right, and the lamp. Phenomenal cosmic power and itty-bitty living space. Sure.
They've totally, it sounds like, though, perfected a bit of the queue at Disneyland in that they assign you the Dumbo number before you get into the queue.
I mean Disney World?
No, actually Disneyland.
They've done it at Disneyland now?
I think it's not quite the same thing. So basically they assign you to a number ahead of time,
uh-huh.
and you stand on that number so that when the gates open, because this is always, I hate rides that have this as an option, that you just make a mad dash for whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like you see it a lot on like kind of bumper cars type of rides and right. Luigi's
rocking, dancing cars.
Yeah, that's the worst one because cars are spread out all over the place and you're just like, and people are so picky. They're like, I want the, and you're like, I don't care which car I get.
I just don't want to look like an idiot wandering around trying to find a car.
And then you know
while there are toddlers running in front of you going like, mine, right?
And that's because you know that that's going to happen too, that people are going to break up and like start using that more, like I want my own car, and grab their own car, like I, you know, and then now you're just standing out there without a car.
Oh
sounds embarrassing.
Oh my goodness, you're giving me like PE flashbacks. I don't have a car.
Yeah, so for that reason, I'm extremely happy that it sounds like Disney has perfected and fixed that as a situation that they like put you on a number ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so this is the number you're going to, which sounds awesome.
I wonder if you get to be picky about it then at that point. Like if you're like, I want a Dumbo with a purple hat on, and they're like, okay. Oh,
they do have different colored hats.
They do. So I was just wondering if maybe that was a thing. Because like you said, some people really care about that.
Yeah. They truly do.
Yeah.
It'd be fun if they had like the number on the ground and it had the colored hat next to it so that you could kind of maybe switch and know a little bit of what color you're on.
I bet you the person that's working it has to know that kind of stuff. Because I feel like when you're dealing with kids, that's a big deal. Favorite colors are a big deal when you're a kid.
It's a big deal to me still.
Is it?
Sure.
Okay.
If I got to be picky over it, yes.
Yeah. If you didn't feel like an idiot being like, I wanted the pink one. Yeah.
Because I am with the rock and rollers, rocking cars too, right?
Yeah.
Luigi's rocking cars. What the heck is that called?
Rollickin' Roadsters.
Oh, you got it. And you never know which color you want either until you're running. That's when you decide. You're like, ooh, I do want the orange one.
I want one that looks like it has a mustache.
Right? Well, what I love about it is that if you pick an orange car while you're there, then it like keeps me from doing it in real life. Like, otherwise I would have an orange car in real life.
You think so?
I totally
would. Oh my goodness.
Do it.
You have to have a very specific kind of car to have an orange car.
Or any of those bright, crazy colors.
Yeah.
After a few minutes, you're just like, no.
You're really drawing attention to yourself with that kind of stuff.
It's why I try to get all of it out at Disneyland.
Perfect.
I figure it's safer.
Pink Dumbo and yellow cars all taken care of at
Completely
Disneyland.
True. And now the one at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? It's a completely new concept.
It's like a full experience in Florida.
Yeah.
More so than anywhere else, honestly. They built like a giant tent play area for you to wait in.
On a slow day, we will totally have to ride it there because apparently there's two Dumbo rides instead of just one, and they've made it now because there's been a lot of people are really obsessed with them going clockwise and counterclockwise, and some people like one and some people don't like the other kind of a thing.
Really?
I don't know why this is a big deal.
Yeah.
I have no idea why it's a huge thing. So at Disney World, they finally decided to have them go opposite directions into each other. Which obviously makes it look really cool as well.
Yeah, we've never even gone in and seen it because it feels like you're walking into a Chuck E. Cheese to me.
Yeah.
It feels like you're weird if you're not going in there with a kid. So, like, I don't want to walk in there and everyone give you, like, I just feel like the room would go silent and everyone would slowly turn and look at me when I walked in, you know, be like, okay.
Right? You totally had to play it up too. Like, guys, this is my favorite ride.
I can't not ride this ride.
Every time we come here, we have to do it. That's the only,
so no matter how silly we look, you guys.
You have to, like, completely play into it or just not do it at all.
Maybe I just need to, like, borrow a niece or nephew and be like, hey, we're gonna go ride Dumbo now. I don't wanna. Too
Listen,
bad.
Listen, if we can stand in line for over an hour to meet Ariel.
Ugh, don't remind me of that either.
Completely without. We survived that just fine.
Now you put me back in PE and in a meet and greet. This is the worst one ever. But I always thought it was interesting. When I was a kid, I remember seeing Dumbo, the ride at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And the top was different.
Yeah, people are really big into this too.
I didn't realize that I realized it was different until I had done some research on it. And they're like, oh, the top where Timothy is has changed like four times at Disneyland. Like there used to be a mirror ball up there,
okay,
like a disco ball.
That would be fun.
He used to hold a whip.
Yeah.
Now he holds a feather, I think, and he's on like a rainbow hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's the one everybody seems to love, is the feather and rainbow balloon.
Yeah.
Everything else seems to be offensive to people.
Oh.
Or they're like, we finally were able to change out the whip for the feather. Like, I didn't notice that big of a deal.
I didn't understand that the whip was a thing because it's not in the movie. He never...
No, that's true.
Timothy Mouse never uses a whip. He's not Indiana Jones. Catwoman. He's just there to help. So I think the feather makes more sense personally.
Totally makes more sense. And it helps you fly.
Which it does.
I absolutely need. And apparently, apparently there's an organ at the one at Disneyland as well that very frequently or very infrequently, they never do it. They never use it as music because if they do, you can hear it over a mile away.
Say what?
Have you ever heard this to be a thing?
No. Like the actual ride is an organ?
It's like there's an antique organ nearby that was built in like 1915 or something absolutely crazy.
Huh.
And anybody that knows anything more about this, I'm dying to know more about this organ that can play at random in the park to be heard that far away.
Well, because I know that I feel like the King Arthur's Carousel has an organ inside it, one of those like autoplay organs. But I mean, obviously, haven't ridden Dumbo in a long time, so maybe I just missed it. But I haven't seen anything that looked like an organ around it.
Yeah, you're right. And then we saw the one that the other antique organ that was inside one of the gift shops that you pay money to get it to play, or it just plays randomly really or something. Cool. Yeah, I wondered if that was it, and they just moved inside a gift shop nearby or something. But of course, it was my absolute favorite story about some president, right, that refused to write it.
Truman, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah, they. It used to be a thing that the president would go.
Yep.
Apparently, to Disneyland. Kind of like, I guess, Super Bowl mm-hmm. winners. And apparently Harry Truman, he didn't want to be photographed riding in a elephant because it's a symbol of the Republican Party here in the United States. And he was a Democrat. And apparently that was a big deal back then, at least for him.
It probably still is today.
I mean,
but we don't have any donkey rides for him to ride on, so
that's true. Yeah, we'd have to work on that. But yeah, I think that's an interesting thought too, to have someone be so concerned about the image of the elephant,
right?
To be like, I can't be photographed even near an elephant. It's just like,
well, I could see it. You have to be picky when you're running campaigns, typically.
I guess.
How fun is that?
You're just missing out on things, in my opinion.
But if he was wearing one of our patches, I bet he probably would definitely win re-election.
It would look so good on a presidential jacket, maybe a hat. They have presidential socks, maybe.
Oh, that would be fun.
But the patch is up, ready for sale. But if you were part of our patch club, it would already be on its way to you at this point, if not already arriving. Yep. How convenient is that?
Voila, y'all will see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or today, who knows?
So if you want to get one, which of course you do, because we have a live action version of Dumbo coming out, so why wouldn't you want to rock a Dumbo patch to the Dumbo movie?
Oh, we should totally rock a Dumbo patch to the new Dumbo movie.
I know you're going to force me to see it, and I don't want to. I'll wear a patch just so that I can justify going.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it again when that one comes out. We'll have another. We'll talk about it again.
You know I'm going to hate it.
Thank you. You're welcome, everybody.
Two Dumbo podcasts in 1 month.
Spring has sprung for sure.
Christmas in March. But if you're not part of our patch club, which you should be, because you get patches for less and they come to you every month before they're even up on the website, where would they go get them, Steve?
DisneyPatch.com is the easiest place.
Yeah.
You can also find them at obscuredisney.com. It's all the same website. We just have a lot of domains.
Steve's a fan of the domains.
I'm addicted.
But it's like I always say, don't be a Dumbo. Ride Dumbo. Gosh, that was dumb. Bo. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.